Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We are finishing up discussing the subject, Are You Under the Influence? Are you under the influence? This is part five. And that phrase, under the influence, means that you are under the influence of someone or something and being affected or controlled by them. There are people being controlled by relationships. Others are controlled by substance abuse, habits, addictions, even negative thinking. But I want to mention three things that the Bible talks about as dangerous influences today: the world, the flesh, and the devil. When we talk about the world, we're talking about the world system. When we talk about the flesh, we're talking about our carnal nature that needs to be put to death. And the devil, well, we're talking about the arch enemy of humanity. Now, there are many people unknowingly who have embraced the world's sympathies, its fashions, and even its music. However, listen to what the Word of God says about the world. In 1 John 2 and 15, it says, do not love this world, nor the things that it offers you, for when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. This world is a distraction from spiritual things. Satan is referred to as the god of this world. In verse 16, it says, the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our own achievements and possessions. And these are not from the Father, but are from the world. And then it says, this world is fading away. How many of you know this world is going to fade away? It's not going to continue like this. It says, it will fade away along with everything that people are craving. But anyone who pleases the Lord or does the will of God will live forever. In Galatians 5 and 24, it begins to talk about the flesh. Now, as Christians, we are to kill the desires of the flesh. And some people get confused about this, but we were created a triune being. We are a spirit that possesses a soul, emotions, and our mental reasoning, and we live in a body of flesh. When you were born again, your spirit was born again. God had said to Adam, the day that you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. He did not die physically, but he immediately died spiritually. And that is the reason why Jesus said, you must be born again. What is he talking about? Nicodemus said, do I have to shrink down and be born from my mother physically again? He said, no. No, it's a spiritual rebirth. So when we are born again, it is a spiritual rebirth. The Bible says that our soul has to actually be reprogrammed by the Word of God. The things that we have learned along the way, even from children, just like, well, don't believe anything that you can't see. Oh, well, I can't believe in God then. No, we have to have a renewed mind. To know the will of God, we must be renewed in our mind, in our reason, in our soul. And then the flesh, the Bible says, mortify the deeds of the flesh, mortify the deeds of the body. It means render your flesh as dead, your carnal desires as dead. It says in Galatians 5 and 24, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And folks, that's not easy. You have to ask the Holy Spirit for help. Don't think you can just put down your flesh by just saying, lay down. No. You've got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Bible says if we continue to walk in the flesh, even as Christians, we will die. The flesh is leading you away from God into the arms of Satan. You have got to mortify the deeds of the flesh, render them as dead, but it can only happen through the help of the Holy Spirit. Come on, repeat after me. To mortify the flesh, I can only accomplish this with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you talk about the devil, we know that the devil is trying to steal from us. He's trying to kill and destroy us. That's what the scripture says. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We're talking about things that can influence our lives in a negative way and steal God's promises from us, God's purpose and destiny for our lives. First Peter says in chapter 5, verse 8, it says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Listen, we are in spiritual warfare every day of our lives. Don't just act like it doesn't exist. The devil is doing everything that he can to take you away from God, to deceive you, to bring you back into bondage. And you have to rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to avoid those things that can bring you into bondage. Things that you shouldn't be listening to, things that you should not be watching, things that involve your flesh. You need to tell the devil no. In the name of Jesus, no. Jesus said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you, even demons are subject to you. But you've got to take control of your own tongue and your own mind and say no. When you are tempted, you have to say no to temptation. The Bible says that you do not have to submit to the temptations of the flesh. You have no obligation to do these things. Because through Jesus Christ, we've been set free. We are new creatures in Christ. We have a new life, a new heritage. We've been born again. We've been born from above. And as I just read that scripture in Galatians 5 and 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If you are a child of God, God expects you to walk with the Holy Spirit, to obey Him, to read His Word, to spend time with Him. So now, never forget what I'm about to say. We become the slaves of whatever we choose to obey. Whatever influence you allow to enter into your life, you become its slave. Let me ask you a question. Are your influences helping you or hindering you right now in your life? The things that you've allowed into your life, are they helping you? See, it's important to evaluate who and what we are being controlled by. What controls you determines your future. Don't turn a blind eye. Don't just ignore these things and just live. No, you have got to have a conversation with yourself. And you've got to say, what's influencing my life? How much time do I really spend in the Word? How much time do I spend in prayer? How much time am I spending with God as opposed to how much time I'm watching the television? I'm on social media. I've got that phone in my hand and I'm going through my emails and checking all of these things and TikTok and all kinds of things. How much time are we spending with God in comparison to how much time we're spending with other things. Because whatever you are feeding on, you will become. Now, God gave Joshua a message about how to obtain success and not to fail. And it's the same message he gives us today. It's found in Joshua 1:8. He said, study this book of instruction and continually, he meant the word of God. He said, meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Now, please hear what the Bible says. Obey everything written in it. God's word is not a buffet where you pick and choose what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe and what you will obey and what you won't obey. If you do that, there is no guarantee for your life. Because the scripture clearly tells us, be sure to obey everything that's written in the word of God. For only then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. Now, these sound like simple words, but they're not simple, my friends, because they will determine your destiny. If you will obey the word of God and do everything that's written, and God makes us a promise, you will prosper and succeed in everything you do. Now, in this series of messages, we've shared with you God's word that your true purpose in life is to praise God, your creator, to serve him and to obey him because he deserves the praise, and that leads to success. Isaiah 43:21, it says, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. That's your purpose. Praising God is our purpose and assignment in life. And if we are delinquent in our praise, why are we alive? See, we have to do first things first. If we neglect to do the very reason God created us, then we're going to totally go off course with our life. Praise and worship to God, it is a command. Yeah, give the Lord a hand of praise. It's the truth. We ought to praise the Lord. This people I have formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. It's your assignment. Praise means to celebrate, to sing, to make a show, to boast about. In Psalm 148, it says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars. Let every created thing give praise to God. Yes, give him praise. Praise begins your knowledge of God. I praise him for who he is. We recognize not only his greatness, but what is he to us? He's our creator. He is our Lord. He is our provider. He is our guide. So many different things. It starts with praise. Even the sun and the moon and the stars, they praise God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46:9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, praise is heaven's protocol for prayer. And you need to understand that as well. Don't come in the presence of God just to ask and not bring praise. See, you need to understand this, folks. And I know we like to be religious and do things our way, but we need to understand it's God's way or the highway. It really is. See, there is no access to God without thanksgiving and praise. I know we think we can just go ahead and start, but that is not what the scripture says. In Psalm 104, verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. That's how we come in. That is how we approach God. And without that, there is no access to God. Philippians 4 and 6, the Bible says, have no cares, but in everything with prayer and praise, make your requests before God. And let me just say something. How we praise God is important to him. You're going to help me with this message today. Look at the person next to you and say, how you praise God is very important to him. Now, look, some people suffer attacks because they do not praise God joyfully and with enthusiasm. Listen to what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 and 47. Listen to what it says. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore you will serve your enemies. Wait, what did God say? Because you did not serve and praise me with joy and gladness of heart for everything I've done for you, well, serve your enemies. Let the attacks roll, because obviously you don't understand that I'm the one who's protecting you and helping you and keeping you. In Psalm 95 and 1, it says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully with song. See, listen, folks, you can't praise God the way you want. You've got to praise him on his terms. He's God. Now, I know we're in America. We live in the land of the free, or used to. But the truth is, God is God. This is God. God is not a democracy. God is a theocracy. And God rules. He tells us, and we follow. We obey. Well, one amen, probably a few oh me's. Hey, I look, heaven is all about God. Earth is all about you. But heaven is not going to be all about you. So you might as well shift right now and understand. You know, amen. Jesus said, when you pray, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. You might as well start living like that. The way it is in heaven is the way it will be. And that's the way God wants you to live your life. And some people say, well, it's hard for me to praise God. Well, look, your praise will be ignited when you remember what God has done for you. Declare where he's brought you from and what he's brought you through. Do you still remember? You may need a healing for your memory. Where God has brought you from. I know some people still have what they've done in the past locked in the closet, but you need to look in there every now and then and see what God brought you from and where you are today. You didn't start this way. Nobody was born a Christian. Hello? Some people, you see them, they're like, well, God knows what you did before you were born again. You might as well give him praise for delivering you. It's not about you. Psalm 103 and 1, it says, give praise to the Lord, Oh, my soul, let everything in me give praise to his holy name. David shouted out, praise the Lord. Don't forget what he has done. Look at the person next to you and say, don't you dare forget where God brought you from. David said he's forgiven all of your sins. There are millions of people in hell right now, but you're right here in church enjoying air conditioning. The Bible says he heals all your diseases. Do you know that there's more than 26,000 diseases? But God has promised to heal you of them all. Don't forget that. He keeps back your life from destruction. Every time the devil tries to kill you, God rescues you. He rescues you from the accidents, from the plane crashes, from the weather events, from the tornadoes, from the floods, from the shootings. You just read about them. You just watch the television. What stopped you from being there? He rescued you. We talked about a lot of things like this, and we're transitioning from his empowering our praise to empowering divine purpose and our spiritual success through the Holy Spirit today. Every child of God needs a tangible relationship with the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 13:13, it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The fellowship means to associate with him, to become a partner with him, to become good friends. Many people still question, what is the Holy Spirit's role in the Trinity? Let me give you just a few things Jesus said. The Bible says he teaches us, he guides us, he shows us our future. He shows us how to fulfill our purpose and our destiny. He empowers us for service. I heard about the Holy Spirit when I was a young teenager in my church. I studied about him when I was in Bible college, but I never knew him tangibly, a personal relationship. I didn't really understand any of that. And then I began attending a church where the pastor, he knew the Holy Spirit. He was using the gifts of the Spirit. And he said during one service, you can personally know the Holy Spirit. I said, really? I can know the Holy Spirit? Well, then I began seeking the Holy Spirit. I would take time in the evening and I'd go in my study and I would stay in there for about an hour. So I'd just sit there and say, Holy Spirit, I'm here. Hello. Bye. I'd read the Bible and I'd pray and nothing. That went on for about 6 weeks. I was so discouraged that I said, well, whether you show up or not, Holy Spirit, I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. I'm going to come here because the pastor said, I can know you personally. And in time, he started revealing himself to me. It changed my life. And it'll change yours too. I'm going to say to you what he said, and it's true. You can know the Holy Spirit personally. And that's what God wants for every believer. That's what it means. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
This concludes part 5 of today's message, Are You Under the Influence? Join us Monday for part 6. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and you would like to do so, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I am so sorry for them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he makes confession, resulting in salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am born again. Now, if you meant that, Jesus Christ has come into your heart, and he is now your Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the Lord will never be disappointed. You are a new creation in Christ. I want to encourage you to keep on praying, to keep reading your Bible, go to church, and we'll continue to tell you what the Word of God says for your life. God bless you. Keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.